And a good morning to you. It is Saturday morning with the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I'm Tony Dusing. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. We are going to take your lawn and garden questions that you might have at 316-869-1330. That's 316-869-1330, the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. And again, with our lawn and garden expert, Jason French. And a good morning, Jason. It is a pleasant Saturday. And, well, you know, I'm going to ask you about fall, but I know we're still in summer for another week. I think it's next Sunday that we flip the fall. But it is fall or becoming fall at Stutzman's. You guys have things like pumpkins and other things that we can come by and pick up. Is that right?
Yeah. And, you know, you're right. We've got roughly another week of technical summer left, but definitely can tell the changes are in the air. It's much nicer in the morning and getting dark a little bit earlier. So definitely making our move towards fall. And I know things change, but looking at the extended forecast, it looks like fall weather is going to start right about when fall does. So really looking forward to that. But no, we've really spent this week at Stutzman's. We've moved out a lot of stuff to all of our locations. You know, of course, the plants, the mums, the asters, pansies, kale, pepper bowls, all of those fall items. But got a lot more of the fall decorating stuff out as well, all of the straw bales, and I don't know how many loads of pumpkins we got this week to distribute out, but all the different kinds of pumpkins are in all the stores. And then just this week, we've got the corn shocks came in, so glad to get some of those. And a lot of that stuff just really makes a pretty neat little fall display with a straw bale and, you know, some pumpkins and mums and maybe a shock of corn leaning up against it, and just gives that nice fall look to everything.
Yeah, it is. It's really nice. And you kind of mentioned about mums. Tell us about mums. I guess, you know, it's kind of the plant of the month for September. You know, mums are really beautiful this time of the year. And I'm going to ask you, I have a sneaky suspicion that there are different kinds of mums. Is that true?
There are. You know, there are basically what we would categorize two different types of mums. There's your florist mum, and a lot of times you'll see them like indoors at the grocery store, and they have great big flowers and they make cut flowers with them and things like that. But they are not hardy. I mean, they're not winter tolerant, but they're ones that are able to be forced into those big flowers easily. And so that's their purpose. But then more what you're going to find we only carry at Stutzman's are going to be what are called garden mums or hardy mums. And those are the type, and some of them have pretty large flowers, but generally lots and lots of flowers on the plant, a big nice dome of color, and then, you know, getting them planted in the ground and established is important. But they are all the type that have the potential to return year after year. And so, you know, that's kind of the difference. We don't, what you're seeing in all the garden centers right now are what's called natural season mums. So as the days get shorter, it triggers them and tells them to produce their flower, and it develops and blooms. But within that category of garden mums, I mean, we do have early blooming, mid-season, late season. So, you know, whatever time of year between now and the end of October, you need a mum blooming. There's ones that will bring it on in all the different colors. Well, there's a couple of different styles, too, that we have. And the most common and probably 90% of what we grow are called a cushion mum. And what that means is you don't see any center of the flower. It's just all petals in a little half dome, completely full. And, you know, that's probably by far the most popular kind. But then we do also carry daisy style, and those have the single row of petals, and then usually it's a yellow center to them, and the petals could be, you know, red or yellow or white or, you know, the different colors, but they have a little button center that you can see in the center that isn't petals. So that's the two different types of that, the cushion or the daisy. And then, like I said, we're all the garden mum as opposed to a florist mum.
Yes, exactly. Really, really nice. You are listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. Our lawn and garden expert is Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. If you want to call and ask a question, get you ready for the fall time, maybe end summer in the right way, we'll take your lawn and garden questions at 869-1330. We're in the 316 area code. Again, 316. The number is 869-1330. Now, Jason, I did want to ask you about the locations and produce. I understand you still have probably some peaches and melons left. Can we still come out and get stuff like that?
You know, it's been a great season. The peaches have been awesome this year. We got a shipment in from Idaho. That was our last shipment of peaches. So, you know, kind of what all of the stores have remaining in stock is pretty much going to be the end of it. You know, we're into September and cantaloupe and watermelon, they're more a warm weather fruit, so there's no more of them ripening. So again, kind of what we have is what there is. But you know, if you've been waiting to make a peach cobbler or put some peaches up or make some jam or something, I wouldn't wait too much longer. I know we have a few cases here in Pleasant View, and I think some of the other stores have a little bit remaining, but pretty much wrapping that up as we move into fall.
Yeah. And of course, if you are making the peach cobbler, the number to call to let me know where to go, 869-1330. I'm just kidding. Just kidding. It's the Stutzman Home and Garden Show here on KNSS. Our lawn and garden expert you're hearing is Jason French. And you can call us not just for where the peach cobblers are going to be, but you can ask your lawn and garden questions at 316-869-1330. And we'll get to the phone calls real quick. I did want to ask you about September 28th. Put this on your calendar, everyone, when all the locations of Stutzman's will be celebrating with a fall festival. I want to ask you about that, Jason. I saw it on the Stutzman's Greenhouse Facebook page. Tell me more.
You know, and that's a fun event. That's our, you know, we're well into fall, but that's kind of our big fall welcome celebration time of year. Everything's kind of at its peak right then as far as, you know, color and inventory and, you know, temperature and time of year. So it's a really fun event. Each store does different things, kind of. You know, some we have giveaways for kids on the little pumpkins and things, and we do that at all of the locations. And usually we have some different sales and specials on stuff that weekend. But, you know, depending on where you're going, you might find a pumpkin painting event or, you know, some different refreshments or some different things going on, and they kind of leave that up to each store. But really, it's a fun weekend. That's a Saturday, September 28th, and like you said, that's at all of our different locations. So if you're listening out in the Dodge City area, that'll be happening out there, as well as, you know, all of the other 11 locations. But really a fun time and just a great time to get out and enjoy the colors and the feels and sights of fall.
And, of course, you can always find out more at the Stutzman's Facebook page, Stutzman's Greenhouse. Just look it up, Stutzmans Greenhouse on the Facebook, and you'll see their information about the Fall Festival. And, Jason, we do have people that are calling on the phone, want to ask you questions. I have Sandra on with us. Can you ask your question? Go ahead, Sandy.
Thank you, and good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a massive live forever. Actually, I have two of them that are like 3 feet across at full bloom right now, and they just flop out to the sides, and the center is basically bare. Do I need to, when they're done blooming and everything, do I need to do something with them or just leave them alone? What do I need to do?
Well, you know, and some of that depends, again, on the size and the maturity as they get bigger. I mean, they obviously grow a bigger plant. Moisture level provides some of that height, too. If they're in areas that are a little wetter, they tend to grow a little lusher, and you get a little more fall apart. But once we've had, you know, a freeze or so and they're dying, I would clip all that off close to the ground, and then I personally would probably wait until springtime when you see when it starts coming up, they're almost like little green balls, little clumps. And if you want to divide some off and make that clump smaller, that's a good time to do that when they're just young and just sprouting up, and, you know, just take a shovel and go through the middle where you want to cut it, and then kind of from the side and cut a wedge out, and wherever you take that wedge, bring your soil back and fill it back in. But you can get kind of a smaller clump like that, and if they're particularly old, you may have had, you know, some of that center die out, and you'll see more of those guys coming up in more of a ring instead of a whole clump. And, you know, you could move them closer together, more clump-like, or just remove some of it and leave a clump. But that's the best way to kind of rejuvenate those.
Okay, that sounds great. It is pretty old.
Well, they do. They call them a live forever for a reason.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try that. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. It's the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. You can call us if you'd like at 869-1330. We're in the 316 area code, so 316-869-1330. We'll get you on the air with our lawn and garden expert, Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. Jason, of course, I want to ask you, we at this time of the year, usually each show we ask you, we're here every Saturday at 10, but I want to ask you about seeding, you know, the grass seeds and stuff like that, because this is a good time to think about doing that. Is that right, Jason?
It is, especially, you know, with that forecast change in the weather. A little cooler will mean a little less water for it. But, no, all of September and usually most of October, still a good time to get down seed, especially if we're overseeding. Now, if you're bare lawn and you know, going to be putting in large areas of new seed, the sooner you can get it in, the better. It needs a little more attention to get established, where with an overseed or smaller bare areas, the surrounding grass kind of helps everything stay put and do its thing better. But we really do need to be getting on that and making decisions on what we're going to do with it. A lot of lawns, even if they're moderately full, you know, they kind of suffered through the heat and the drought of the season. And overseeding is just a real easy way, and it can be done with a spreader, even, and just broadcast the seed over the existing lawn. And you'll want to keep it moist for it to get growing and everything, but really will help thicken and fill in that lawn, and you're going to add some new varieties that have more drought tolerance and more disease resistance and things. And so that's a really a good thing. A lot of people do fall aerating on their grass, which this is the best time to do that for fescue type lawns. And an aerator runs over the grass, and it has little tines that poke down in the soil, and they pull up a little plug, maybe about the size of your thumb, and you leave those on top of the soil. The next time you mow, it'll break them all up. But that does a couple of things. The most important thing is it helps loosen and open up that soil. As we've watered and walked and mowed and do all those things, it tends to get kind of compacted. Well, when you pull those pieces out, that soil around the hole has to kind of fracture to fill that hole back in, and so it loosens all that soil up. Well, if you're doing a fall aerating, that's another, you know, great time to overseed also, and kind of in conjunction with that. So you've kind of opened the soil up a little bit and can really help fill it in. But I think we've seen quite a few people doing, you know, more overseeding this year. I know, you know, there's always some people doing the complete lawn, but some of the weather and the rain and some of the other things, our lawns kind of have taken a little beating, and that's just a great way to really, really get it back in shape. Now, you know, if we're not going to seed our lawn, there are some things we need to be doing this time of year. And one of the most important, if we're not seeding, is to be applying a pre-emergent right now. And I would do one with a fertilizer for our fescue lawns, because we want to feed them in the fall. If we're seeding, we would use just a plain starter fertilizer, new lawn fertilizer. But those existing lawns that we're not seeding, that pre-emergent is going to help with some of these they're called winter annual weeds, and we had a really bad go with them in the spring. Little barley was really bad. There was some cheat, and there was, you know, henbits, another one of those. But those weeds sprout in the fall and stay just a little tiny weed all through the winter time, and then as soon as spring starts happening, they've already sprouted and are growing, so our spring pre-emergents for crabgrass and all don't get them. But if you do them in the fall, you can avoid some of those. And most of those have a very cool season life cycle. So they, like that little barley, it grows and it's this nice little green-looking grass in the spring early. But then as soon as we start getting hot, usually May, sometimes it's June, that grass goes to seed and turns brown and dies off. And so you have all these little clumps of brown grass in your lawn. And so to prevent those, you know, we need to be doing that right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's really good. And, you know, do you do have, I mentioned the Stutzman's Greenhouse on Facebook. There's a great video on there about seeding that you guys have. And I was able to look at that this morning. I did want to ask you about, because we can get some nice seeds from, you know, some premium seeds from you guys. You talked in the past few weeks about something called Five Seeds, some premium seed. Tell us about, are we able to find those at the locations, or what's the latest?
We do have them at quite a few of the locations. I know I do have some sitting on the dock waiting to head over to our 13th and Tyler location yet, but I know we have some down in Derby, and I know for people listening out in Dodge, we have some out that way in a lot of the locations. But yeah, what we carry, it's called the Five Star Blend, and you know, when we're seeding our lawn, we always want to use a blend, whether you get it from me or get it from somewhere else. Make sure there's several different varieties in there. In the past, you know, a lot of people would plant, you know, K31 was a popular one, and they'd plant the whole lawn with this one kind of grass. And well, now we have better looking grass, but on the more importantly, if you only have that one type of grass in there and it has a problem, whether it's disease like brown patch or, you know, some of these other problems, if you only have one kind, it's really likely to spread throughout that whole area, where if you have a blend of grasses, and that's like our Five Star, different ones are going to respond to different conditions a little bit better. And so like in that mix, they do turf trials in the Midwest in the winter for color, the winter for drought tolerance, for, you know, mowing height, for disease resistance. And then really important, I think, in our blend, ability to fill in. We have a type of grass in that blend that actually is a fescue that will slowly fill back in as there's thin areas and damage and all. It's not like Bermuda where there's just a runner that goes and fills back in, but if there's space around the crown, it continues to fill in. So using these blends, and that's where even overseeding with them, their appearance is going to be, you know, height, coarseness, all of that is going to be very similar to, you know, other varieties of fescue. So you won't be able to see differences necessarily looking out there. Oh, there's some of the new seed, there's some of the old. It'll blend nicely, but you've now added more of those features that they've been breeding into that grass, and they're doing that mix. And the standard five-star blend, really good for sun to, you know, your average partial shade kind of lawn areas. Now, if you do have like a big tree or something where it is more extreme shade, you know, there's very little actual sun there, we do have a blend for some of those areas as well. It's called the extreme shade mix, and again, it's a blend of several grasses, but ones that are going to be much more shade tolerant. Now, that one will not perform in the sun. It is strictly a shade, deep shade one, where the regular blend is going to do, you know, the average sun and shade you'd see in a lawn. But yeah, there are some differences when you get them. If you don't get them from us, also look on the tag and see what, you know, weed seed percentage is in it. I know some lesser price seed, you'll actually find a percentage of weed seed. And, you know, I hate to be planting weeds in our lawn. We struggle enough to keep them out as it is. The other thing, you know, is noxious weeds, some of those that you really don't want. And so all that seed should be tagged, and you'll see, like on the five star, both of those things are zeros. So no weed seed found, no noxious seed found. And so, you know, be sure and get a quality seed. You'll thank yourself later for not having to try to get some of those weeds back out of there that you planted.
Yeah, I've learned that from you, Jason, about looking, and I do that, look at the tag, and just, you know, if I'm buying from you guys or somewhere, just to see what's there. Now, I want to ask you, so the seeds, we can get them at the Pleasant View location, I'm pretty sure. Are you pretty sure they're at the other locations, like in Wichita? Like if I wanted to go out today and get...
Wichita, I know we've already got them to Derby, and like okay. I said, I've got a cart sitting on the loading dock, probably be the first of the week, running over to the west side. And then I know Dodge City has already received theirs. So most of the places are getting them. We don't carry them at every single location, mm-hmm. but, you know, a lot of our locations will have them. And like in Wichita and Derby, you know, with four locations, I would guess two or three of them will have them available. And if we need to, you know, move some around or do whatever, we sure can.
Now, here's an idea. You know, since the state fair is still going on, it ends this weekend, of course, today and tomorrow. Some of the people from Wichita and surrounding areas will probably be heading out there. And you guys aren't too far. The Pleasant View location is just the west of Hutchinson. Is that right? They could probably come out there.
Yeah, if you were coming from Wichita, you'd be coming on 96 to Hutchinson, and right as you come into South Hutch, right before you enter, you would turn left on Highway 50, and we're about 4.5 miles west of there, and yeah, it's a nice little stop. You may want to go to the fair first if you're out, and then stop by if you're thinking about plants. Hate to keep them in the car the whole time you're at the fair, but
yeah,
we've had a lot of nice visitors in for that. And you know, while I wish it would rain a lot more, I hear this is the first fair since the year 2000 that no measurable moisture fell during it.
Yeah, and it's really nice weather too. And I did want to let people know you guys are open today in Pleasant View till 5, is that right?
That is correct. Okay. And then our other locations will have Sunday hours, but yeah. our Pleasant View location is closed up on Sundays.
Yeah, but I did want to make sure people knew that. So, and of course, you can find out all this information on the website, the Stutzmans.com website. It's real easy. Stutzmans.com, Stutzmans.com. You are listening to the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show with our lawn and garden expert, Jason French from Stutzman's Greenhouse. I'm Tony Dusing. And I did want to ask you, you know, we talked a lot about grass. One more question about grasses and things like that is mowing. I still see my grass, you know, it's still kind of growing a little bit here and there because I know it starts to slow down. It's fescue. What kind of height, what do you recommend? I know in the summertime you should bring it a little up higher. Maybe do we cut it lower now as we get into the fall?
You know, as we get in, and you know, if you're mowing this weekend, I'd probably leave it at the same height. Okay. Just because we still are up around 90 for the week upcoming. But, you know, as we get a little change and we're more 70s, 80s in the daytime, I would go ahead and drop it down another notch and be a little closer maybe to that 3-inch height instead of that 4-inch height. And that'll let a little more light down in there and let that grass fill in a little bit more. And if you did some overseeding, it'll help get some light and moisture down in there for that. So, yeah, it really is time probably to be bringing it down a notch or so.
Okay, very good. It is the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show. I did want to ask you, let's go towards, you know, besides lawns, we all have gardens. And, well, many of us do. What are some of the things we need to do to transition our garden into the fall season?
You know, a lot of things are beginning to wind up on some of our vegetables and things. Others of us may have planted some fall stuff that's still coming on, but, you know, maintaining your water is still important on those things. But as you get plants that are pretty much finished and winding up, especially our tomato plants, we want to be sure and pull those and dispose of them, you know, in the garbage. We don't want to compost them or anything else. There can be disease issues with that. But a lot of our other plants, your peppers and squashes, things like that, if you do composting, they can go in it. But it's best to get the tomato completely out of the garden when they're finished as well. You will see some nice depending on the health of your plant still, some fall tomatoes coming on as we're a little cooler. And, you know, most that aren't set yet may not ripen fully before the end. But, you know, if the plant's looking good, there's a lot of things we can do with some of the green tomatoes and things like that as well. So it's not necessarily all done, but still could be putting in some lettuce and radish and some of those other fall crops as well.
Okay, well, thank you, Jason. You know, time has flown by today. We have a lot of good information from Jason French at Stutzman's Greenhouse. You can find out about Stutzman's and their locations, all the information on their website, stutzmans.com, S-T-U-T-Z-M-A-N-S.com. Join us again next Saturday at 10 o'clock where we'll take your lawn and garden questions. It's the Stutzman's Home and Garden Show right here on KNSS.